episode 1724, Are You Stuck in Transition?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy every day. It is a brand new week, so rise and shine and get ready for the extraordinary to happen. Yes, if you're not looking for it, how are you going to see it? Today is Mindset Monday. Are you stuck in transition? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, are you stuck in transition? Going from point A to point B, it's easy to get trapped in the messy middle. We hang out there a lot. You desire change though, but the transition is the challenge. So much of our efforts are focused on achieving our goals. We plan diligently each step that needs to be taken. But what happens when it takes longer than expected? Or you don't get done what you hoped because life happens. This is real life. This is what real life is all about. Most of our life is spent in the messy middle. Think what it takes to climb a mountain. You take thousands of steps, risk your safety, all to get to the tippy-tippy top. And once you arrive, that's it. You made it. Next? Seriously? The time you spend climbing the mountain is greater than the time spent on the peak. Same goes for change. What you want is great when you get it, but it's all about what happens in the process of getting to the change. It honestly isn't about the change. It's about what? The transition. So why do people freak out when they're stuck in transition? Well, when our time frame doesn't match up with what we expect, remember those expectations? Yeah, we begin to panic. We want something now and don't want to wait. We become impatient. Then overanalysis instills greater paralysis. We overthink everything. And it can send us down rabbit holes, up different detours. I mean, you name it, it happens. It's a cycle that keeps giving. Not that I want that cycle to keep giving, but it does. So instead of looking at the transition as something bad and inconvenient, open your eyes to what the transition has to give. Believe it or not, most of the important lessons and memories come from the transition, the messy middle. Personal development and growth is not achieved by awards, accolades, and achievements. Those are just the tippy-tippy top. It's learned in the trenches and the stretches, being tested, learning new habits, discovering different skills. Transition is a gift internally, so the rewards can be enjoyed externally. So it's time to soak up the transition. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Soak up the transition. When the resistance is greater, you naturally will be challenged more. Think about when you do resistance training, when you're trying to build muscle, tone your body. You go to lift a weight. You don't even have to lift a weight. You could lift a gallon of milk. You could lift a bag of groceries. When you go to lift that, what does it feel like? It's heavy. There's resistance there. And with that, you have to pull it up. And finally, you get it to where you want it to be, whether it's on the counter, whether it's above your head. But you're like, yes, I did it. But because you made it to the top or on the counter has nothing to do with what really happened. It's what was all done in between from you motioning it all the way up. That's where the muscle is built. That is what changes you internally, is in the transition. That's where the muscle of personal development lies. So you got to soak up the transition. So what does that really look like? Well, there's a lot that happens in transition. There are some things that can take you a lot longer than you ever thought. There are detours. There are roadblocks. There are things that say, nope, I'm shutting you down. You got to turn around, stand on your head, count to 10 and start all over again. But overall, these are three basic things that you can do to soak up the transition. Number one, be grateful. Be grateful for what you do have, not what you're trying to gain or change. It's not what you don't have. But most of us are focused on what? That change. And that change, remember, is only going to be a celebration for a very small portion. The messy middle is the majority of your time. So be grateful for what you see. If you're losing weight, be grateful that you're not bloated this morning. Be grateful that you lost those 2 pounds last week. Who cares that you went up 1 pound on the scale this week? Maybe you're extra stressed. Maybe it's inflammation. Maybe it's just the scale. Things happen. You're going to have fluctuations when it comes to your weight. So be grateful for what you do have. Number two, be present. Your focus needs to be right where you are growing. If you are too focused on where you're trying to get to, don't you think you might miss some important steps along the way? Or you might miss some important lessons? You got to be present where you are. Let tomorrow worry about itself. Focus on today, the present. And finally, number three, be consistent. The more persistent and consistent you are, the greater chance you have at reaching the peak, the tippy top, the goal. What is it that you're after right now? Think of it. Maybe it's writing a book. Maybe it's opening up a storefront, a brick and mortar business. Maybe it's getting out your resume because you're ready to go start knocking on corporate doors again. Maybe it's reverse and you're actually looking to close the corporate door and come home and be a stay-at-home mom. When you're in transition, you have to learn to be consistent with whatever it is. And that means doing one thing every single day for the goal that you're reaching. If you're climbing that mountain, you're going to have little plateaus, right? You're going to get up there and you're going to stop for a minute and rest. And then there are going to be other times that, oh, wait, it's going to be one rock to 1 foot, one rock to one hand. And you're going to climb for 100 and 100 and 100 more steps. And then you got to rest, holding on, going, oh my gosh, if I look down, don't look down, be consistent. 1 foot in front of the other. When you're opening up a new business, doesn't matter if it's brick or mortar, doesn't matter if it's an online business, you have to take one step at a time to lead to miles of greatness. And that comes with what? Consistency. Now, just because this sounds good, being grateful, being present, being consistent, it doesn't sound too demanding, does it? No. I don't want you to get comfortable. Transition is going to push you beyond your limits. It's going to challenge you to the core. That's where the magic is in the messy middle. So embrace the opportunity with an attitude of gratitude. And when you take that leap, know that it's not about that you took the leap. It's about what you will do when you land. Where are you headed? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Are you going to let your stumbles and troubles hold you back? Are you going to let challenges that you didn't foresee happen stop you? No, maybe it'll send you on a little detour. But that doesn't mean that you still can't keep heading to the peak, the tippy-tippy top of where you want to be. So today, where do you want to be? Where are you going? What are you after that you want to change? What habit are you ready to infuse in your everyday? What do you want to do when you grow up? What's your purpose in life that you're ready to live out right now today, one step at a time? And it's not your entire purpose. Your purpose can be broken down. If you're sitting here saying, I want to write a book, great. Where are you in your research? Who are you talking to? Are you collaborating? Maybe you need to get out and go to where your subject is. If it's about marriage, then go talk to people who are married. Get specific about whatever your topic's going to be. Maybe it's about just spending 10 minutes, just 10 minutes. We spend more time in the bathroom than we do 10 minutes of writing. Don't you think you could give 10 minutes to your writing if you really want to write a book? So then write for 10 minutes. If you have to, take it in the bathroom with you and write for 10 minutes. Close the door. Unless there's a blood or a flood, you do not need to be interrupted, and write. You might be amazed what you accomplish, even in the bathroom. I know that's probably giving you giggles on this Mindset Monday, but I want you smiling, because you know what? Most of us are living in transition. So when you see your girlfriend today, high five her and say, girlfriend, you are in transition. I love you. It's great to be a fellow transitioner. You see, when we reach the tippy-tippy top, we're not up there for long. And then what happens? There's another goal. There's another habit. There's another change that we're after, because you want to impact. That's awesome. That's fantastic. So don't let transition slow you down. And if you're one who's saying, okay, this all makes total sense, but I've tried this, I've done this, and it's still not working like I want it to, or I really need clarification, I need direction, I need to know maybe where I should take my next step, how is it going to look over the next month, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. And when I say free, it's free. I'm not going to sit here and try and sell you something. I'm going to open up my schedule to hear your needs. It's your coaching call. So click on that link. That will begin our conversation. It will send an email to me, and I will send an email back to you so we can get connected and we can have a one-on-one conversation. I can't wait to hear from you. Because you know what? Transition is a beautiful thing. We don't have to be afraid of it. I know. I'm living it right now. In fact, if I think about it, and it may be a few minutes for me to break this down, so let me just kind of throw a number out here, but it's probably not exactly how many transitions I'm going through right now, but I would say at least 6 right now. And that's different areas of my life. That's 6 transitions happening. That's a lot to juggle. But you know what? That's for most of us. Most of us are living always in transition. So we need to learn to embrace it. Look at your stumbles and troubles as blessings in transition. Plant those seeds so soon you can reap the harvest. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Be sure to smile at someone you don't know. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.